I'm the type of person sometimes who imagines that people should just read my mind. People should just read my website and know that this is available to them and they should reach out to me if they need it.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It's your host, Adam A. Adams, and it's another brand new featured episode, a solo episode, as you may know if you've been with us for a while. Every other episode is solo, and every other episode, the odd numbers, are interview episodes with somebody like you. By the way, I'm looking for guests to interview. I need for you to take me seriously and say, Adam's actually talking to me. Adam actually wants me on his show. He said that before. I should do it. I'm going to email team@growyourshow.com. So go ahead and email team@growyourshow.com. Say, Adam invited me to the podcast, which I did. And this is if whether you're a brand new podcaster, which means you've had your podcast 2 years or less, or if you're an about to be podcaster, meaning you've been thinking about it, you're trying to learn how to do it. Either way, I want you to be on the show. There's a couple of options. You can either ask me questions, like get my advice, ask me one, two, or three questions. I'll pour into you and other people will learn the same stuff at the same time. Or you've got a story. Okay. You've got something to share. And that could be shared because something bad happened to you. You almost lost money or something good to you. You got a really great guest or you got a certain amount of listeners or you hired the wrong company, whatever it is, pros or cons. I do want you to come on the show and share that with other people. So last solo episode, I talked about how we have been moving down. We're moving to two episodes a week, one solo a week and one interview episode a week. And at the end of the episode, I mentioned how on the next solo episode, we're going to get into this. That's what we're about to get into. We're going to get into an issue with one of our clients. Now, not an issue that has ruined or destroyed a relationship, not like that, okay? But it is actually a bad thing and a very bad thing on my part. It's a mistake that I made and I want to pour into you so that you don't make this mistake. And also, I realize that I will learn more and grow more from sharing this story with others like you. So here's the thing. Alex Atwood, he's been a client for over a year now. Alex is an amazing guy. I look up to him. He's got a few things that he's in a place, and it's so random because I don't understand it, but I look up to, respect, and admire him so much. And every time I tell him that, he always says he looks up to, admires, and respects me so much. And it's like, I think he's doing better in his business. I think he's a better person. I think he's learned more in every way I think I can learn from him. And every time I tell him that, he reverses it on me and he's like, no, it's you. This is kind of funny. Alex, if you're listening, mad respect for you. Here's the thing. Alex and I, we just had an end of the year call. The package that he chose is the all-inclusive package. He was able to get to, it's like the top 2% in the world, although he was paying for the top 10% in the world. He got ranked much, much, much higher. So kudos to him. So we really crushed it with that. We crushed it with a lot of things with Alex. He's got great artwork. Here's where we fell short. And it's all about communication, all of it. Number one, Alex rebranded his show about 3/4 of the way through, maybe just a couple months ago. He rebranded the show. So he went from what it was called, and now it's called The Alchemist Lounge. Please, to my editing team, my post-production team, put the link to Alex's podcast down below. If you're listening, and I know you are, I want you to listen to The Alchemist Lounge because I think you're going to love Alex's content. He is amazing. So here we are in our phone call after a year of working together. And the three negative things are, the three that negative things that came up was, A, when he rebranded, he had to reach out to my team, or he had his assistant do it technically. But he felt as though my team, during the rebrand process, and it's probably because during the time he was rebranding, there was some significant bad weather. You know how I had an employee in the Philippines, Michelle, who passed away during a typhoon recently, like her whole house collapsed. And unfortunately, it took her, her child, her spouse, her father, and her uncle were all in that house, and they all got buried. And when they found them, they were no longer alive. That's been hard for us. Well, with Alex, those three things are, number one is there was another typhoon that like wiped out most of the internet and power and water supply for a significant proportion of my employees. I had at the time around 30 employees, and for some time, only six of them could work at all. And so these six, some of them were working like, I don't know if I'm exaggerating, I possibly could be exaggerating, but some of them were working double time. And so I don't know if it was like necessarily 80 hours a week, but they were working their effing asses off trying to make some stuff happen. And this is around the time that Alex was rebranding. And so we were rebranding, we were doing our best, but we lacked communication during this period of time. We missed it. We lost it. We didn't do it. We neglected it. We neglected Alex. Although he and I get along really, really well, as I stated, he's one of my favorite people, and it seems like he always says that I'm one of his, but we fell short. We fell short. And the problem is, like, I get it that maybe we had an excuse of typhoon during a pandemic. There was floods everywhere. It was hard for people to get anywhere. Internet was out for everybody. Power was out for most people. You just name it, right? There was a lot. And we could make those excuses. Absolute. I get it. We could certainly say that. But even with those excuses, I had the ability, but neglected to do it. I had the ability to communicate with Alex and say, hey, man, we might get behind because we're severely understaffed. We went from 30-ish employees available to like three, and then four, and then five, and then six, and then 10, and then 10 for a long time, and then 15, and then 20, and 20 was still too few. I could have been proactive and said, Alex, and to my other clients too, because I'm sure we fell short during that time with other clients. But that was one thing that we could have done. The first and foremost is during his rebrand, he felt like he had to ask us, he had to ask my team, how are we doing on this? How is this coming? Because we were busy. We were behind with that typhoon. Typhoons are no joke. So I could have done better there. What were the other two things? Let me share those other two things. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. And we're back with the episode about the things that I did wrong in my business with Alex Atwood. And Alex is an amazing, amazing guy. And I'm grateful for him being able to be honest and open about this type of feedback with me so that I can learn and grow. And I'm here to pass it on to you. Here's the other two things. Alex, as he was at the end of his 12-month contract, he said to me, he's like, hey, I'm thinking about maybe hiring another company, not because I don't love you guys, because I love you guys and I love working with you, but because this other guy says he can offer a website. He can design me a website. And I really want to have a website as part of my podcast. I think it could really benefit the podcast. And so I'm just considering maybe looking at into his services because he can offer that. And I'm like, well, Alex, you know, I'm not here trying to backpedal or beg you to be a client of ours. You can certainly go with this other guy. But did you not know that we offer free websites to our clients? Like when you work with us at that full service package, part of it is your branding. Part of the branding is your website. And he's like, dude, I had no idea. And you're telling me I could have had a podcast website for a whole year. And you're only telling me now. And my response was embarrassing. I was like, well, it's on the website. So I expected that you knew it. And he's like, so you wanted to handle this and you wanted to tell me, Adam, that I'm getting a website. You wanted to make it happen and you wanted to make. And I'm like, I guess we don't do that. I guess we don't like beg people to do the website because it actually cost me like a ton of money. I mean, a website can cost like $30,000 for you to get a good website. Now, these are more simple and basic. So it's like what you would normally maybe pay somebody like $3,000 for. But his whole package, Alex's whole package, I mean, he got marketing, he got editing, he got post-production, he got consulting, all these things were included in the package. And a website was included in package. And our website says something like, if you want a website, we can build you one for free. But I wasn't like begging him to do a $3,000 website for him, because it just would cost my team money. It's available if you need it. And that's how I was. I was thinking, I'm the type of person sometimes who imagines that people should just read my mind. People should just read the website, my website, and know that this is available to them and they should reach out to me if they need it. And I feel like I really fell short with Alex because he should have known better. I should have had a checklist for him that says that he could have a website because he obviously wanted one, but he didn't know that we offered it and he could have had it for free the whole time. So I effed up. I totally effed up. So now I'm going to do better. I'm going to make it more conspicuous. More, what's another word for conspicuous? Is there another word? I don't know who's listening if that's a word that you use regularly. I don't hear it regularly. So I'm trying to think of another word for it. More upfront, more front and center, more like flashy so that people absolutely know that it is available. Second is that we should make it part of our onboarding. If you, like maybe they get a checklist, maybe our clients get a checklist and it says, now's a good time for the website. If you want a website, reach out to us. You know what I mean? And so anyway, I'm going to do better at that. I'm going to make sure that my clients know that it comes with a free website, free $3,000-ish, dollar-ish, you like basic website, not a $30,000, $40,000 website. Some people pay $100,000. That's not the type of website we're talking about. We're talking about one that is a web page that's connected to the RSS feed that can go on their main website page, like theircompany.com/podcast. And then on their company, there's a button that will be a direct link to the podcast page where the RSS feed is connected. So we do that. We automatically can do that for free. And he never knew. And now he knows. And unfortunately for me, we're doing it at the end of the 12-month contract. But I'm stoked to be able to serve him at some capacity. I just wish that if I knew he wanted one, if I read his mind or he read my mind, if I was better at communication, we would have probably had a website for him, we'll say 9 months ago. And the last thing that we made a mistake on, I feel like I tell all of our clients, you can call me anytime. Like this is a normal part of my language. You can call me anytime. Here's my link. And I give them this special link for my clients where it basically means that they can have a consulting call anytime that they want. It's included with a lot of our packages, all of our marketing packages, all of our all-inclusive packages and our consulting packages obviously have consulting. Most of our packages, except for maybe just editing only, comes with automatic, they can schedule a call with me anytime. And I feel like I say that a lot, but obviously I never said it the right way. So I was talking to Alex and Alex is like, this guy said that he can help me rework some of the copy to make it a little bit more compelling. I'm like, that's good, Alex. Like, if you want to hire this guy, like, I care about you. I'm not going to be fine if you leave our company, go with his company. That's not going to hurt my feelings. I want you to have the best. I just want to make sure that you know that this, the package that you have had comes with consulting. And he's like, I knew that you told me that I could call you anytime, but I thought that it meant I could only call you if it had something to do with our working relationship. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, the way that I expected is because I know you do real estate investing. And so I figured this podcast thing was your side gig and that you're a busy guy. You're a successful guy and you got a lot going on. And I never wanted to bug you for all this stuff. And I didn't know that it came with free consults with my package. So I just never really did. Now, Alex did schedule several calls with us. I don't know, maybe like five over the time of the year. It's not several to some people's standards, but it's a good handful. And on these, we would talk about gaming some things and growing his podcast and stuff. But he's like, I wanted somebody who could listen to my episode and offer feedback. And I said, Alex, this is part of your package. This is like when it's all inclusive, everything is included. He's like, well, I didn't know that. It wasn't like conspicuous. It wasn't communicated to me that this was possible. So I didn't really know and understand. And I'm like, dude, most of my work time is spent in the podcasting company. I have kind of got a virtual assistant company where I can help people get VAs. It's a small thing. It's not a big thing. I don't advertise it. I'm a real estate investor. I own a lot of real estate, but that real estate company takes me about 2 hours a month, 2 hours a month that I have to work in my real estate business. It's very passive and residual. And this company, Grow Your Show, it's my heart and soul. And I told him I'm working 20 to 25 hours a week. Well, I had somebody quit. I had somebody actually pass away. So I'm going to be working like 30 hours a week for a little while. But I let him know I'm working in this company like 20, 25 hours a week. And my favorite part, my absolute favorite part of my whole company is the time that I get to pour into my clients. When my clients schedule a call with that special unique link and I get to pour into them, I get to give them strategy, I get to listen to their podcast. This is my absolute favorite part of the business. Now, albeit I don't want that to be the only thing that I do, because then I make absolutely no money if I'm not doing coaching calls. That's not the type of business that I want. Now, attorneys and doctors, they make good money, right? But they have to be working in order to make their $300 an hour. They have to actually be working physically with their body, with their minds. They have to be mentally there or else they cannot make money. That's not my model. I want to be able to make money while I'm sleeping. That's why I buy real estate. That's why I built a team of about 30 employees that can serve and edit and post-produce and market podcasts for other people. But still is and always will be my absolute pride and joy to be able to get on one-on-one calls. And I told that to Alex and he's like, man, I had no idea. And so who knows, maybe he'll go with that other company. Maybe he'll stay with us. Either way, Alex and I are going to be friends. Either way, I will try to make it up to him on my lack of communication by giving him some consulting and giving him that website. And I will also improve on the amount of communication that I give to all clients when we have something like a pandemic or a typhoon that comes in the way. That's today's episode. And in the next episode, I think you're going to really love it. So stay tuned and I'll see you there. This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.